ZEW.
KO4DEW, this is KQ4LOO. How are you doing today?
Good. Just texting out a Yagi that I put together. Seems to be working.
I take it you're talking about your antenna, correct?
Yes, Yagi antenna. I'm sitting on my back porch. I'm not able to hit Caesar's head from my back porch with an omnidirectional, but apparently I can hit it with the Yagi.
A directional, correct?
That is correct. I'm on a 5-watt HT.
5-watt HT, that's what I was using for the longest time. If you don't mind me asking, where are you located?
That would matter. I am down in Simpsonville. Now, as I said, 5 watts, usually I cannot do it. I have to use my base station. But with the directional antenna, I can do it with the 5 watts.
So I have a question about that. If I'm basically somewhere nearby you, would I be able to pick you up a lot clearer like I'm doing? There's just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of white noise in the background. You say you're using HT. So would I be able to pick it up clearer if I'm roughly the same distance from the repeater as you?
I don't think so. I think we're both getting the same signal from the repeater, but our signals would be different going to the repeater.
Is that because I'm currently located halfway in between Moonville and Simpsonville, kind of going in that general direction toward the repeater?
Are you on mobile right now? You said you're going in that direction.
I'm actually on an ICOM 2730B mobile, and the idea, I'm currently located near the river, Reedy River.
Okay, well, yeah, that should be no problem, as long as you have line of sight up to Caesar's head, which it sounds like you've got a really good one. I'm not hearing any bacon fry or crackling in your signal at all.
Far, however, I do hear a little bit of white noise, which is I've come to find out is typical of an HT, which I was using a Baofeng U5 VR for the longest time until I purchased this one. So that's probably why you're getting a better sound out of me.
I'm using 5 watts. You're probably on a little more power if you're on a mobile rig. I said, with 5 watts, I'm not able to hit Caesar's head from my house with a regular antenna. Now I'm using a directional, and apparently I'm getting through.
I was using my HT with a diamond antenna, roughly 40 inches long.
Nice. This is one of the Aero dual band Yagi. I want to set it up for satellite work, but I wanted to test it on single band before I started trying to do something complicated with satellite.
Roger that. I think that's probably going to be my next purchase, is something I can probably do with satellite and HF.
Looking to do VHF, UHF with satellite, and then I do all kinds of other stuff with HF. But yeah, it sounds like the directional is working out okay. I had to tune it a little bit, but it's the SWR seems to be dialed in.
Like last weekend, not this past one, but within the last week or so, I've recently put this ICOM into my vehicle, and I was, like I said, I was using a Baofeng UV5R, and I was able to talk to some people occasionally, depending on if I was able to get enough power to transmit out to the repeater. However, I have a question about that.
Go ahead with questions.
I think my question is basically about the HTs themselves. I know Baofeng is a cheap one that you can replace easily, and a lot of people swear by them even up to the advanced level of, and said, hey, I've got lots of those, lots of those, lots of those. But I guess I'm trying to figure out what would be probably the best HT for somebody with, at this moment in time, a technician license. But I'm looking forward to probably taking my general test.
You're cutting out here and there. I don't know if you're driving through a low spot.
Actually, no, I'm just sitting still in one spot.
Yeah, I use the Balfang 5Rs for testing things, because if I blow the finals or something, it's not a huge, I'm not out a lot of money. But I do like the BTEC UV Pro is currently my favorite handheld because it has APRS and Bluetooth built in. And they run about $200, which is a lot less than a Kenwood with comparable features.
I caught most of it, but you kind of like cut out at one point in time. You were talking about the brand name.
BTEC is the American brand of Balfang. It's the UV Pro Uniform Victor.
Uniform Victor, you said ProTech?
Tech, Bravo Tech. I'm not on it right now. I use it for APRS.
I'm still, mostly since I got my ICOM, that's when I've mostly been on it, but I would like another HT that I could probably reach out to somebody with, even without the diamond.
The best antenna for an HT is called a signal stick. Made by Signal Stuff. It's incredibly flexible. Several of the people in the club carry them. I think, by far the best antenna, and that's what's going to get you the most mileage out of an HT.
I've got an antenna that actually is foldable that's supposedly used by the military themselves, and I still have a little trouble getting signal in certain situations from the Balfang itself with using the antenna on the mobile, the handheld.
KT line of sight is going to be everything. If you don't have line of sight, you're not going to get it no matter what antenna you have.
Yeah, so I might have actually the perfect antenna just being in the wrong location when I'm trying to use it.
Sounds like you have a pretty good one if it's the one I'm thinking of. Is it like a strap that folds up?
Yes, Velcro strap around it, and it folds up about 3 or 4 times. Yes, I've got that.
It should do you pretty well. I think you just want to make sure you've got your line of sight. I think that's going to be the critical factor, because those are pretty good for aftermarket antennas for HTs.
For a cheap Balfang.
Yeah, I'm testing this Aero out with Balfang. I've already done several passes of the International Space Station and listened on the Balfang. I have not tried transmitting, but I use them as test machines because they'll... I can replace them if I blow them up.
So it would cost like $35 a piece. See, I get that part. That's what most advanced users have told me. They've got like tons of them just because they're so cheap and it's so easily replaceable.
Precisely. I mean, they'll do everything, and it's low risk if you're experimenting.
I appreciate the information. I'm going to be standing by here. I have Mother Nature's calling, so I got to go do my thing, and I will talk to you later. Nice to make contact with you. Once again, my name is Tal, KQ4LOO.
Yeah, I have not set up this arrow on a tripod yet, so my hand's getting tired. I'm going to go, too. This is KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, and I'll be clear. Good talking to you.
KQ4LOO, Kilo Lima 4. Sorry. Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar, clear.